It's time for the Morning Munch. And to get in the word, we have our very own Pastor Tommy Brick.
Hey, Jeffrey. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but 2020 has been kind of a crazy year. Have you noticed that?
Oh, my God.
You think about this year, it's been insane. I mean, it started out normal enough, right? Hey, it's a new decade. Everybody's all excited. And then next thing you know, we're in a coronavirus lockdown. And then we've got, you know, these terrible, you know, police shootings. And then there's rioting and just all kinds of crazy stuff. And now we've got, you know, parts of Seattle have been taken over by people. And there's this craziness going on out there. People stuff down everywhere. And we're looking around going, what's going on? Everything is kind of up in the air right now. Everything seems chaotic and crazy and like nobody's in charge. You ever get that feeling?
Yeah.
You look around the country like, who's in charge? Who's actually providing leadership? And it doesn't feel like anybody is. We're just all casting about trying to find answers, and everybody's angry and yelling at people, and nobody really has any answers. And, you know, I feel like the folks out in Seattle, I kept reading these articles, you know, about the mayor and everybody, and they're, like, trying to deal with this, you know, CHOP, I guess is what it's called now. They keep changing the name. Yeah. And they're like, we're trying to deal with these guys, but we can't quite figure out who the leader is. You know, so they're trying to figure out who's kind of in charge in there because somebody's kind of running it, but nobody quite knows who. And I feel like that's the country right now. Maybe the world, right? Who's really in charge? Who's kind of leading it? Who do we turn to say, hey, what's going on? Can you help us here? And I was thinking about this as we were in our Sunday school class yesterday, looking at Psalm 93. Psalm 93, it's a great little psalm. It's only about five verses long. But it's a powerful mess for us in these times. As we're looking around, feeling like everything's spinning out of control and nobody's in charge and nobody's running anything, think on these words. The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and is armed with strength. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. The seas have lifted up, O Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves. Mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. Your statutes stand firm. Holiness adorns your house for endless days, O Lord. It's a simple little psalm that reminds us of an eternal truth that God is in charge. The Lord reigns. He is robed with majesty. He is armed with strength. And it says in verse 3, it talks about how the seas have lifted up. And the seas have lifted up their voice, and they lifted up their pounding waves. And the seas represent the world. They represent the world system. And the world is rising up, and the world is chaotic. It's a picture of a raging sea. And if you've ever been on the sea or the ocean, or maybe even out like in Lake Erie or something, and a storm came up, you know how crazy and chaotic it can seem. Waves crashing around everywhere, and it's scary, and it's frightening, and you're being tossed about, and you feel like you have no control over anything, and everything's raging up, and that kind of feels like the world today. 2020 has been crazy and chaotic, and it's just one thing after another, and one wave after another, and the world is rising up, and these waters are rising, and in the midst of all this, what does it tell us? God is mightier than the thunder of great waters. He is mightier than the breakers of the sea. The Lord on high is mighty. In the midst of all this chaos, the waves have risen. The waters of the sea are raging, but God is mightier than all of them. And I think of the story when Jesus was with the disciples. And remember, he sends them on ahead on the boat to cross to the other side. He's going to stay and pray for a while. And the guys get out in the middle of the Sea of Galilee and a storm comes up, which is common on that sea. And think about it, they're in the middle of the night. It's pitch black. They're in a, by our standards, very primitive wooden boat. This major storm comes up, raging all around them. They're terrified because they're all sure they're going to drown. The storm is bad. It's raging all around them. You're in pitch blackness, right? Maybe they got a lantern with them, but probably not. And so there's just no light, right? They don't have spotlights or lights on the boat. There's no lights on the shore. They're out in the middle of the Sea of Galilee. It's probably dark at night because a storm is up, so the clouds are covering the moon and covering the stars. There's no light. It's pitch black. A storm is raging about them. It had to be a terrifying moment. And then they look out, and in the midst of it, what do they see? Jesus comes walking upon the water, which I think is a ghost, of course, at the time, until they realize who it is. But it's a perfect picture, I think, of this psalm. In the midst of this raging storm, here comes Jesus, and he's just calmly walking right through the midst of the storm. Waves crashing all about him? Nope, not a problem. He's just making his way to the boat, calmly making his way to the disciples. You know, of course, this is a famous incident where he calls Peter out of the boat, and Peter starts walking out toward him. And then Jesus gets in the boat, and what does he do? He calms the storm. He just says, peace, be still, and everything quiets down. And that's the truth that this psalm is reminding us of. I know things look chaotic and crazy out there, but we need to remember
that God is in charge. He is in control. He is mightier than the waves. And while we may feel like we're like the disciples tossed about in that boat, in the midst of a dark and raging sea, with no hope and no land in sight, Jesus is there. He's the calm presence in the storm, and he is going to lead us through this. So put your faith in him. Trust in him. God is in control. And all of this is working out according to his plan and his purposes to accomplish his will in the world. And that's our message today. Amen. Lord, we thank you for this promise to us that you are indeed in charge, that you reign. It's such a simple thing to say, Lord, that the Lord reigns. But Lord, it is such a vital truth. And we thank you that in the midst of all these storms and all the craziness that's going on, and it seems like there's no one in charge down here, to know that you are in charge everywhere, that you are in charge of what's happening, that you are mightier than the waves, you are mightier than the thunders of the great waters, and that you reign over all things. And so, Lord, let us turn to you for our stability, our hope, our foundation, our peace. Let us take our eyes off the waves and place our eyes on you, and knowing when we do, we will stand firm and unmoved because you are watching over us. And we pray this in your name. Amen.
Pastor Tommy Biggs from Gateway Baptist Church, also SFM Wake Up Call Morning Show co-host, and give you an opportunity to talk about what's the other side of Tommy, what's going on at your church.
Yeah, Gateway Baptist Church is, we meet at 6047 Door Street, and which is the part of Door Street that is under construction, so you can only come eastbound. So you got to come eastbound down Door to get to us. So we're just west of Hollinsylvania, but you got to travel a little down, a little couple streets to get up and head east on Door to get to us. We are meeting in our church, practicing, you know, appropriate social distancing and protocols. We're asking people to wear masks, and we have hand sanitizing stations available, and practicing physical distancing within the church, seating people apart from one another. But we are meeting in our building, and we're meeting at 9:45 for our Sunday school, 11 o'clock for our Sunday morning services. And if you want more information, best way to do it is go to our website, gatewaytoledo.com, gatewaytoledo.com.